Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. The early goose season is just finishing up. We have other waterfowl seasons opening here soon. My guest this week is head waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski. Mike, tell us, how was the early goose season?
Sure thing, Mike. We're still getting reports in from folks on how things have been going, but I know some folks have been successful. Sounds like there were decent numbers of geese around this year. Plenty of fields harvested, so I think things went all right. A little bit better than last year, probably.
Mike, the early resident waterfowl season here opens September 23rd. How are duck numbers looking this year?
So duck numbers aren't too bad. I know a lot of people are really concerned with the drought conditions we've had, and surprisingly this year, I don't know how it'll play out in the long term, but this year it seems like the drought conditions have maybe impacted upland game birds actually more than waterfowl. And it kind of gets back to our May survey and even wet conditions last fall coming into winter with winter precipitation. We had a lot of snow, helped recharge some wetlands a little bit this spring. Wetland numbers were actually up year over year in our spring count, but there were declining conditions, and our waterfowl populations, especially ducks in North Dakota, settled out in reflection of that. Our overall duck population was down about 15% in the breeding survey in May. So coming into summer, we started drying up a lot. Everybody recognizes that. But luckily, our larger brooding wetlands, not the real big lakes, but you know, kind of the medium size kettle wetlands out there that are maybe, you know, 4 to 6 feet deep, those held on pretty good. And we're just starting to show signs of stress when we were doing our duck brood survey in the middle of the summer and when duck broods were really hitting the water. So I don't think they were impacted too badly. Overall, it looks like our fall flight is down something like 8%. Year over year, our brood index is only down about 5%. So we're actually looking to be in pretty decent shape this year for duck production. However, we are a little bit concerned about long-term impacts because we are, you know, running kind of short on ephemeral wetlands now. And like I said, those deeper wetlands are starting to show stress. So if this dry spell continues, it's gonna certainly start showing up a little bit more in our numbers, you know, in coming years.
How was the nesting habitat, Mike? His duck production was okay. Was the nesting habitat
pretty
good?
We're struggling with nesting habitat because we're losing a lot of CRP on the landscape still, not getting a lot of new stuff enrolled just because of how the farm bill is shaking out. And, you know, there's other perennial grass habitats that we're losing too to conversion to agriculture. So it is getting a little bit tougher to raise a duck on the landscape, and it's going to be it's going to really show up when we're dry and there's not sort of wet spots everywhere and little oddball areas that aren't getting farmed, things like that. So it's probably not looking good in the future, but you know, this year's nesting habitat, I guess, got us through.
How are the wetland conditions going to be this fall for hunters, Mike?
So coming up here, we're going to actually conduct a fall wetland survey where we get another account on wetlands and sort of an estimate of their condition just before the hunting season starts. And we'll have some information out on our website. We'll have a brief news release kind of going over the generalities of the survey and what we saw. We'll do about 900 miles of transect north and east of the Missouri River in kind of the prime duck hunting range of the state, just so that we have a better feel of it. We know that conditions are declining right now. You know, just briefly, I know hunters are going to run into kind of mud margins around wetlands where there's going to be a little bit of a gap between the water and the vegetation they're going to be trying to hide in. So
sure.
The extent of that, don't really know right now. We're going to be doing that survey here coming up. But overall, I think things are looking all right wetland condition-wise for what hunters are going to be looking for. I mean, it's definitely going to be down a little bit, but we're kind of in that sweet spot where it's not down so far that it's going to be really limiting to ducks.
Right.
But, you know, it may actually help concentrate birds a little bit for hunters.
Mike, you touched a little bit on the breeding duck survey that you guys did in May. Here we are in September. How are the numbers going to look for the September 23rd opener?
Well, it should be all right. You know, we had a decent number of teal in the state. Our breeding estimates were down some, and we're a little bit below average overall. long-term average on teal, but it looks like teal production was actually pretty good, and we had decent numbers of teal around throughout most of the summer. We've had some recent cold fronts that has certainly made it feel more like fall, and those do get teal on the move. They actually start moving in late August. A lot of people don't maybe recognize that because they're flying down to Brazil, northern parts of South America. So the teal have been on the move, but I know friends in Saskatchewan have been having pretty good teal hunting opportunities. They open actually a little bit earlier than we do, and they've been really impressed with the numbers up there. It sounds like overall continental duck populations are doing fairly well, and importantly for us, duck production in Saskatchewan was probably pretty good this year. I wouldn't say off the charts good, just because they were experiencing some of the same drought conditions that we had, especially the southern parts of the province, which would be, you know, the Missouri Coteau and the southern parts of the Regina Lake Plain. Pretty dry in those areas, but overall I think they had decent breeding habitat conditions for ducks in Saskatchewan. It sounds like folks saw a lot of broods. So if we get the right weather patterns and everything that dictates a good hunting season, we could be all right.
For the fall migration coming from the north.
Right, yeah. I mean we're getting to a situation where with the loss of CRP and nesting habitat, and even in some parts of the state, lots of wetlands due to wetland drainage, we are going to be less reliant on our own locally produced ducks and having to rely more on migration out of Saskatchewan and other areas where, you know, it's a pretty big gamble. And we know from last year that we certainly didn't have ducks around for a good part of October and even into much of November because the weather wasn't conducive to migration. So
right.
It makes it a little more dicey, but if we have the right patterns, we could get birds from Saskatchewan in a timely manner to make a pretty good season.
Good. Any changes to the season, Mike?
Well, really our main changes this year are we've got a reduction in the pintail bag limit. So we're only down to one pintail per day. And then we've got a change in our Canada Goose Zone boundary. It's on the western side, extending it over to Highway 8, and that's all north of Highway 200. So that's a pretty minor change, but something that people should be aware of. It affects when early goose season closes and then when goose hunting will close at the end of the year in that late season Missouri River Canada Goose Zone.
What can waterfowl hunters look for this fall? Is it going to be a good season, average season? Give me your prediction.
Well, I don't have my magic eight ball with me, so it's really hard to know exactly how it'll pan out, but I think overall, we're not in too bad of a shape. I know people are really worried about the drought conditions and how that's going to affect waterfowl hunting. But, you know, by and large, I think we're set up okay still. We've still got a decent fall flight of ducks. We've got, you know, our fall flight estimate, something like 4.5 million. There's good production coming out of Canada. Guys are going to have to look a little bit harder for hunting spots. That's for sure, but, you know, really, people should be doing their scouting and homework anyway. So I think we're sitting all right.
A lot of good information, Mike. Thank you.
You bet, Mike. Thanks.
There are some seasons already open and some will open shortly. The sharp-tailed grouse and partridge seasons both opened on Saturday, September 9th. The youth deer season opens Friday, September 15th. Youth waterfowl season is set to open on Saturday, September 16th. The early waterfowl season for residents opens Saturday, September 23rd. And the regular waterfowl season opens Saturday, September 30th, along with the youth pheasant season. Pronghorn firearm season opens October 6th, and the regular pheasant season opens on Saturday, October 7th. And the deer gun season opens Friday, November 10th. For head waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.